Hi, Susan. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, hi, Dr. Wright. I'm one of those other persons that benefited from that last bit of information, too.
Oh, good.
I have what looks to me sort of like blister-like lesions inside my nostrils. And I kind of caught the tail end of one of your information bits to somebody else, and you were talking about nasal polyps, and I kind of wondered, is that what you call what I'm calling blisters, or just what? Maybe you have information that can help me.
Well, ma'am, nasal polyps do not at all look like blisters, so I doubt these are polyps. Now, I am not at all an expert on diagnosing nasal polyps. That's the ear, nose, and throat doctor, ENT as they're called. And they look up inside the nose and into the sinuses with their equipment. And what they see is these long, droopy, hanging down polyps from the mucous membrane. So they hang from the top towards the bottom, not all the way to the bottom. And no, those are not like blisters at all. So whatever you have there in your nose, it's very unlikely. I won't say impossible, but it's very unlikely to be polyps. If you did have polyps, you would probably also have some problems with breathing. I don't mean you can't breathe at all, but at least it would be more difficult or obstructed and so forth, and you'd know that. So I think the reason you heard from me about polyps at all is we really discovered, recently, within the last few years, a way to get rid of the blinking things without surgery, which has not been possible before. But back to you. Now, these little blisters, are they where you can reach them with your finger if you feel like reaching them with your finger?
I could, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is that also says it's not a polyp because it's growing on the skin in the nostrils there where we can reach it, that skin. So I'm not saying it's growing. I'm just saying that's where it is, and that wouldn't be a polyp either. Now, one thing one can very safely do, ma'am, is take some nanoparticulate silver, which is a term for the tiny, tiniest silver particles in water, and mix about one part of that with two parts of DMSO, which I know is smelly and stinky. It's like sulfur and so forth. But what it does is it gets the silver to penetrate nice and deeply. Now, the nice thing about nanoparticulate silver is the worst you can do to yourself is use it for years and years and years and turn yourself to a blue man, into a blue man or a blue woman, and then you can be on stage in Las Vegas. But that is, it actually does. It pigments the skin over decades, and we turn like we're looking blue, seriously. But if you're just using it temporarily, it's not going to do that. It hurts nothing else. And it does kill germs. And something growing in there, in that area, if it's like a little blister, it's probably got some germ or another in it. So if you can put up with the smell of DMSO, two parts DMSO, that's the nearly 100% DMSO, and one part nanoparticulate silver, you got a good chance of getting rid of those things. And by the way, the reason it has to be those proportions is Dr. Stanley Jacob, who was the researcher par excellence on DMSO. He told us that made the effect of DMSO best if it was two parts to one part of wherever we're trying to get into the system or into this local skin in this case.
I see. Well, I'll give that a try. And I had heard of one other possible remedy that I'd like to ask you if you think this might be at all helpful.
Please.
It's a small handheld copper device that you can insert in your nose and rub. And it's not, you know, they don't advertise it for blisters. The ad I read spoke of treating and preventing colds and flu and also like cold sores on fever blisters developing on your lips when you first notice it. Do you think something like that would be at all effective? It's fairly
it does,
bright, so I'm checking around.
It does have a chance of working, ma'am, because copper also kills a bunch of microorganisms, and you just told me that they're telling you about fever blisters, and those are a viral type thing. It also can kill some bacteria, so it has a chance. It's just a matter of can you afford to do it, from what I'm hearing.
It's not that much. It's below $100, but
oh, okay. I was thinking
you want it to be just a complete gimmick.
No, it's not a complete gimmick, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really enjoyed listening to your advice on your program.
Well, thank you for listening and helping us all get the word out about how to get better with, like I keep saying, nature's tools.